Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, Disney Springs has a new attraction, and it is some cars that also go on the water.
I like how you went attraction, like you weren't really sure this was an attraction.
Yeah, I'm not really sure it's like a cool thing at all, to be honest. I don't know. This like other things in Disney Springs makes me feel a little lukewarm.
Okay, so I don't know if attraction is the right word. Because I mean, you can ride them,
right?
But I guess here's the thing: would you consider the like the pontoon boats an attraction?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
So there, and I don't know if this is an attraction. Well, okay, so this is a little bit more outlandish because here's the thing: it's amphicars. Amphicars were built in the what, 60s?
Yeah. They're all these look, you know, like 60s model year kind of vehicles.
Yeah, and I think from what I've seen, they are legitimate amphicars. They have bought these for the Boathouse, which is a new restaurant in Disney Springs.
Right.
And they're going to be out riding amphicars, but they're also going to give you the opportunity to ride an amphicar.
For the low, low price of $120 for 20 minutes.
I think it's actually $125.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, don't forget that extra $5.
For the same 20 minutes, $125.
That's right. You can now pay $5 more. So, I don't know. There's part of me that says, this is an experience that you could not do anywhere else. I mean, unless you happen to know somebody who owns an amphicar.
Well, but everywhere has these duck tours where you get on a car, and like when I was in San Francisco, they did them. You get in this like bus truck thing and drive around, and you're on land for a while, and then like, oh my gosh, and you just drive right off a boat ramp, and then you're in the water, and that's kind of the like gimmick of the whole tour, is you're in the water. So I don't know.
Okay,
I have to admit, I am not a huge fan of Downtown Disney, or you know, as it's known now, Disney Springs. So, I may be a bit prejudiced towards this, but I don't know. There's just like, that is so much money, and it is like not that cool.
Okay, but you're making an argument that it's not that cool when you have never ridden in an amphicar, and neither have I.
That's true.
And I am with you that I think I would be surprised if it was cool enough. But now that $125 does cover you and two other people, so three guests total. You're going to get a captain to drive you around, or to navigate you around. I don't know. What do you say when it's
to boat you around?
Okay. To whatever you around, and it's supposed to be like a guided tour type thing of, what is that? I guess that's Lake Buena Vista there, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. So the lake, you're going to drive in, go around, show everybody that you're better than them because you're on the boat and or the boat car thing, and they're not.
I think they call that a coat.
Okay. So this does seem cooler to me, though, than a duck tour. Because I've done a duck tour, and a duck tour is a big bus. These are cool looking cars. They have a lot more character than a duck tour does to me. Because I mean, this looks like a nice 50s car that also happens to be able to go into the water.
Yeah, but why?
Because it fits with the theme of the boathouse. So they've got the amphicar at the boathouse, right? They've also got the Italian water taxi cruise, which is $75 per person or $50 per child under the age of 13. And it is another guided tour type thing. But it says they say that this one includes live music, chocolate covered strawberries and a champagne toast.
Oh, well, that's worth it.
So but here's the thing. If you took three people, I like how you tried to make that sound like you legitimately thought that was worth it. I really appreciate that, because if that's three people, that's $225 for the same price. I can take an Amphicar, and then I can head down to, you know, the candy shop and get my chocolate covered strawberries, and I'm sure I can find a bottle of champagne somewhere and probably still come out ahead.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Here's the thing. I think that if an Amphicar is something that looks cool to you, you're going to spend the money.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you think it seems ridiculous, you're not going to spend the money. And, you know, I mean, there are other ways of getting around. They've got the Sea Racers, or now I think they call them a water mouse or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which I've never done. I remember when I was a kid thinking that would be such a cool thing to do. And those are only like $25, maybe, I think, something like that, for a half hour.
Yeah.
And now those are 2-person boats. Not guided tour, but, and again, it's not as cool as riding a car into the water, I guess.
I guess my biggest issue with this is if this was in one of the parks and not in Disney Springs, it would be an attraction and it would be, you know, free with admission.
This would never be in one of the parks, though. Can you imagine? I mean, there's no way they're getting that many people through. I take 20-minute ride, and I think they've got 8 or 9 cars. And three people per car, you're going to push through, what, that's 24 people per every 20 minutes. So you're going to put less than 100 people through an hour. There's no way that would actually be an attraction. Or if it was, you'd have to charge extra for it. It's not the canoes.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, oh man, that just seems so expensive.
This is Disney.
I'm totally unfair. I understand that I'm totally unfairly hung up on the price. But gosh, for 20 minutes? I mean, we talked about the water mouses. I think when in the episode we were talking about River Country. And we were saying, oh my gosh, you pay $1 a minute to go out on that boat. And now it's like, I don't know. They go really slow, and it's what is
max speed of 7 miles per hour in the water.
Yeah. The 120 divided by 20, that's 6.
Yeah.
So you pay $6 a minute to be out on this Amphicar?
Divided by 3 people.
Oh, okay. Two bucks
a person per minute.
Per person. Yeah, I don't know, man. Disney Springs to me doesn't fit the Disney brand.
Okay, how do you mean it doesn't fit the Disney brand though? It's a place for making money, right?
Yes. Okay, it does fit the Disney brand in that it is a place for making money. It just there's nothing Disney about it. It's a town center.
Okay,
you know, in Orlando.
But what if New Orleans Square makes New Orleans Square Disney?
Well, because it's a themed area. Themed like a time and location that no longer exists. So yeah. New Orleans still exists, but 1920s New Orleans or New Orleans doesn't.
Yeah, but isn't Saratoga Springs isn't Disney Springs kind of a Saratoga Springs type callback or something? I mean, I've seen themed stuff in it. It's not like, you know, I just it's not like you're gonna walk by a Taco Bell in there.
Yeah, but you walk by a Witch.
Okay, but you're trying to make an argument about something that's in downtown Disney. I just don't see how you can say it's better than what was in downtown Disney. That you can say it's worse than what was in downtown Disney, theme wise, because downtown Disney lacks theme. Seriously, and I think Disney Springs is an attempt to give some theme to that area.
Yeah, so I don't really think this is worse than Downtown Disney. I think Downtown Disney has, since its inception, been a flawed area and something that Disney doesn't seem to really have a hand in, is I think my issue. Is
okay.
It like they do all this stuff and they have all these restaurants, you know, Planet Hollywood and sandwich shops, you know, whatever. And yeah, it's a nice place for people who are staying on Disney property to go. But what gets me is that anyone can go there, and that makes it a complete just bare of a place to spend any kind of time.
Because locals can go there? I mean...
Yeah, that's the point I'm making, but it just... I don't know. To say that Disney Springs is a part of... That's the issue, I think, is that Disney Springs is a part of Walt Disney World. And that makes no sense to me. And saying Downtown Disney in Anaheim is a part of Disneyland also makes no sense to me and betrays the name. I don't know. It doesn't feel like Disney at all to me. Either of those places. I mean, they're overcrowded miserably. More so than, you know, Disneyland on Christmas Day. It doesn't seem like a place where anybody goes to have a good experience. It seems like a place where somebody goes to have a meal or go shopping, because they do have the world's largest Disney store.
Yeah, the World of Disney, which is an awesome store.
It is. That's a wonderful place.
For finding Disney stuff.
I love that place. But it just... My issue with Disney Springs and Downtown Disney is they seem to betray the name in that it just does not feel like a Disney run place. It feels like a whirlwind of everything.
And kind of a quasi Disney.
Yeah, there's nothing magical about it. And there's really nothing Disney about it except for the Disney store and the arcade.
Well,
what's it called?
Well, now Disney has quite a few stores in the Downtown Disney area, because I mean, they've got the World of Disney, they've got the they've got the candy shop that they own, they've got the little boutique-y place, they've got Pooh's Corner. I mean, there are multiple stores there that are all just selling other brands of Disney products. In fact, I would argue that probably third-party products are probably still in the minority in Downtown Disney.
Merchandise-wise, absolutely. I would agree.
Yeah, so I mean, while there are other stores there, I think primarily it's a way of getting Disney product that doesn't involve you entering the parks and so you don't have to go spend that money. You know?
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like they have their place. You know, should they be held in the same regard as the parks? Absolutely not.
And I think they are by Disney. They seem to, because they run buses to Disney Springs just like they run buses to the Magic Kingdom.
Just like they run buses to Typhoon Lagoon?
Yeah. Which is still a magical, you know, quote, place, and Blizzard Beach, and they're all like, Downtown Disney and Disney Springs sit so far outside the rest of the locations at Walt Disney World and at Disneyland, even though Disneyland only has Disneyland and California Adventure, those locations sit so far outside of what the rest of those theme parks provide. It seems weird. And it's I don't know, it is not a good experience.
But I want that separation. I don't want it to be, again, I don't want it to be the exact same as the parks. And I feel like I don't feel like a bus can be enough to warrant saying, therefore, this is the same as a park. I mean, the buses go there because people want to go there, and Disney doesn't want you bringing your car to Walt Disney World. You know, I mean, if people didn't want to go there, then there wouldn't be buses to it. And then we wouldn't be having this part of the discussion. But I feel like other than buses, I don't feel like Disney's trying to tell you, hey, they're never going to say, hey, come to the parks for a week. And by the parks, we mean go to Disney Springs all week, you know?
Right.
So yeah. I see the argument, because it does reek of capitalism. which is an undertone. It's an undertone when you're inside the parks. It is overt when you're at Disney Springs, because that is what this is. It is a fancy mall. It is a fancy outdoor mall.
It absolutely
that has some,
is.
You know, that has stages and has some music going on, and you can go walk around. But at the same time, I feel like you can have a good time in Downtown Disney and therefore at Disney Springs, which I have not had the opportunity to check out in person. But like I said, I I don't have a problem with them attempting to get a more overarching binding theme to bring in some of that more Disney feel into an area that essentially previously was in no way separated to me from an outdoor mall, other than it had a bunch of Disney stuff in the outdoor mall.
Yeah, you're right. And I can appreciate the fact that they're trying to theme it. And although I'm negative on the Infocars, I think as a thing, as a tie-in to a brand new restaurant that they're putting in Disney Springs, I think it's a cool marketing thing. And I can see the benefits to the fact that anyone can come to Disney Springs. So anyone can experience that.
Right. And so anyone can get a, let's call it a Disney Lite.
Yeah.
Experience, you know?
I can see that. Yeah, I can call it Disney Lite.
Yeah. Again, I don't think, I don't believe Disney expects anybody to treat it right up there with the parks. I sure hope not, because that's not what it is. But I think that they see an opportunity to, you know what? We've given people this great experience in an amusement park. What if we could do the same thing with a mall, and thereby make, you know, they're not apologetic about, and this will make us money, but, you know, we can give people a better experience than just walking through their regular outdoor mall. And again, I feel like Disney, you know, Downtown Disney did that to some extent, but I think this Disney Springs looks much more like, now we're going to make a full effort to really, you know, put the thought, you know, the Imagineering, everything behind this, to see what we can come up with.
Yeah, I can appreciate that.
But you're still not going to go get in on an Infocar.
Oh, I think my biggest problem with Disney Springs, I'm so sorry, with Disney Springs is that I just don't understand it. And that's a personal thing, and I realize that that's completely subjective, and that's my problem, but I just don't understand that place at all. But speaking objectively, I can't appreciate the fact that Disney saw that that place had no theming, really, and was losing its way, I think, and decided to rebrand it as Disney Springs and bring a little bit of that cohesiveness back. And they even got, which is crazy to me, they got their own exit off of the freeway. But whatever the main freeway that runs through Orlando is, they have their own exit that leads directly into the parking garage.
Yeah, so, as opposed to the exit that was there before, which was
terrible,
insane. It was so so bad, dude. Because you had to take that surface street and then turn into Downtown Disney, and then you had to, you know, figure out which one of the parking lots you were going to turn into. So yeah, that was great for them.
Even busing it with a bus driver who theoretically drives that route, you know, 10 times or 100 times a day, was still felt weird. So Disney has definitely gone to great lengths to make that place better. And I can appreciate that, but personally and completely subjectively, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why Downtown Disney and Disney Springs exist, but I am excited to see what they're going to do with it. And I do think that bringing some more fun, you know, Amphicar type stuff is good. I think the price is outrageous, but I think that's a good thing to make Disney Springs more of a destination than what could easily just be a city sponsored town center.
Agreed.
That'll about do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook. We are Missing the Mouse. And you can visit our website at www.missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.